It's been a long week. Grab a beer and sit back. It's Brew Talk time. Here's Tanner Chad and the Brew Doctor himself, Dr. Michael Mosier.
Welcome in. We are not live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We are live from Peculiar Ales. I am Tanner Schwint, excited to be with you on this Wednesday evening. Gosh, it feels great to be back out at a brewery doing a remote and everything that comes along with it. We get to enjoy the beer in its natural environment. The beer seems to be more relaxed when we come to it instead of bringing it to us. So really excited to be.
Nobody really likes the travel part.
Right. Yeah.
I like getting to the destination.
That is true.
That's true for beer, too.
It is. And we love the destination out here tonight. Again, we're at Peculiar Ales. Swing by and join us. We'll be here from 6 to 8. I'm sure we'll be having a couple beers afterwards, so feel free to swing by. Chad Young, you heard the smooth vocal tones of Chad Young. Chad, how are you doing today? I think this is the first time I've been able to get out here. What are your thoughts on Peculiar Ales? And this won't be biased at all because Nick Armitage is sitting at the table. So this won't be biased at one bit.
Not one bit at all. No, it's a great spot. Patio looked amazing when I walked by and coming in. Yeah, what a beautiful spot. Only had a chance to try one of the beers so far tonight. But
yeah, what are you working on?
I'm working on the IPA number 2.
Did you bring one of those in by chance? I don't think so. I think this is brand new. So I think this is brand. What are your thoughts on it?
So far, so good. Can't complain at all.
So far, so good. You gotta love that. Dr. Michael Mosier,
that's me.
Brewing and Laboratory Sciences. What do you got in your glass over there?
This is their English Mild, and it comes in this really cool glass. I like getting my entire face inside so I can smell everything and get into the beer.
I really
like it. It's a very pleasant malt forward.
Right.
It goes down smooth. It's a perfect end for the day.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Your thoughts on the environment in here?
Oh, yeah, walking up here, I was just the patio is totally awesome.
Right.
Walked by the big round building in the back with the bathrooms on the back side. I thought that was kind of cool. And then coming in, the space is amazing. It's huge. It's large.
Yeah.
It's.
Did you get a chance to poke your head in at the brewing system?
I didn't. I just walked by because I was on a beeline for beer, so didn't quite get there yet.
Whenever you're in a rush, that's a good place to be going. The one thing that we remarked was it's very open in here.
Yeah.
This is 50%. I mean, right? No, it's not. These are all the tables.
This is 25%.
25%? I was like, wow. So 25, so if it feels open when you walk in,
but
it's because it is.
And I think the beautiful part about this is that there's super high ceilings and stuff. So that
right.
kind of really adds to the space
opens
inside and opens it up and makes it. But at the same time, it's not stark. It's comfortable.
It is. Yeah. I'm excited to be out here tonight. Again, we've got a big show planned ahead of us. We're going to be rotating these mics around, so it's going to be kind of a musical chairs episode here with the different mics when we come out on remote. We're limited to a couple of people on the headsets all at once, but we will dive into all of that. Also, we've been teasing it on Facebook here. We talked about it last week. We are going to release our nominees tonight for the first ever Brew Talk Award show presented by On the Rocks Liquor. Fellas, when we started assembling this list, it was tough. I mean, it was tough to narrow it down. So we did six nominees for, I believe, seven different categories from around Northern Colorado. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be planning on hosting that on December 17th. If things don't change, knocking on the wood there, we will be at the Tavern at St. Michael Square. That'll be a Thursday evening from 6 to 8. We'll be doing a special edition of Brew Talk. We'll be inviting the winners down. It is a fan vote, so we did our heavy lifting already. Now we just get to talk about them and drink the beer. So we did the heavy lifting. Now it's time for you to go vote. The nominees will be announced throughout the duration of the show. Then go to 1310kfk.com at 8 o'clock. the close of the show tonight. That's when it goes live, and that's when you get to go and cast your ballot. And no voter fraud in this one, because you can vote as many times as you want if you want to. But we'll go through. Is it too soon to be making election jokes? Everyone kind of looked away like, sorry. Okay. I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. We're voting on beer this time. It's going to be fun. But, guys, your guys' thoughts on some of these nominees and what this process is going to look like.
Well, I thought the most important thing was that the process was extremely difficult to do, through and narrow down a list of everybody down to a smaller group. This is just northern Colorado, too. We didn't even branch out beyond this region. And if we would have done that, I think we'd have lost a lot more hair than we did.
We still wouldn't
We'd
be done
still
with
be
it.
Right. Trying to We'd figure still everything out.
So I do want to throw this out there. If you've got a problem with the list that we put together, it's C. Young at the... No, I'm just kidding. But there
at
are...
13 times.
Yeah. People will disagree with some of these lists.
Sure.
I'm sure there will be. This was put together by the three of us. We had to all unanimously decide, here's what we're putting on this list. There were some that, we battled it out and thought that, okay, yes. And then one of us had to be stubborn and be like, no, are you kidding me? So there might be some surprises on there. But Chad, in all honesty, don't send any hate towards Chad or Doc. You can send it my way. I'm ready for it. But your thoughts on you know, how lucky we are to be living in northern Colorado where it was difficult.
It was, and you know, and it was a tough job to have to taste some of those beers, or a lot of those beers that we were kind of trying.
That was the hardest part, was drinking them. Yeah, that was really tough.
Once we got past that part, it was still tough because for a while we couldn't agree on some things, and we had such long list, and it's hard to narrow some of those down.
Right. So. And so, you know, we talked about the categories that we're going to be working through. We didn't just narrow this down to beer. It's best distillery. We've got the best name of a beer. We've got the best seasonal beer, best place to have a beer, best brewery, and best new brewery. So those will be the categories. 7 times 6, that goes to 42. So we got 42 nominees. Yeah, quick math. Nick was impressed there. We've got 42 nominations that we're going to be doing, and we're going to work our way through it. But it's fun, and it was a lot of work, we're going to start breaking through into that later on in the program. Again, we're live from Peculiar Ales. The first beer, Sean Johnson's here, by the way. The first beer, if you come down here and say hi, Sean will buy. You don't even have to do anything else. Just say hi. It'll go right on Sean's tab. I've already set it up. Nick and
hi,
I talked about this beforehand. So it's already set up and ready to go. But no, in all seriousness, come down and see us. If not tonight, we'll be.
Sean, where are you going?
Yeah. There you go, Sean. There you go, Sean. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. Let's talk to Nick Armitage. Let's talk with Sean Johnson as well. I'll let him defend himself if he comes back here in just a moment. It's Brew Talk Radio, live from Peculiar Ales on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Welcome back in. Brew Talk live from Peculiar Ales on this Wednesday evening. Hope everybody's enjoying the nice weather right now, patio weather. I saw some people sitting out there enjoying that because it's not going to be around for long. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Beer drinking weather, but just indoor beer drinking weather. Sean?
Hi.
You looked like you had something to say there. You're ready
for some indoor
beer drinking?
No, today was decent enough weather. It was supposed to be a little warmer, I think. It was the last warm day of the week, according to my wife, which means I had to put up Christmas lights today.
Oh.
So my whole day today was standing on my roof, scared for my life, putting up icicle lights, which I hate. I've decided and discovered I hate icicle lights.
Why?
Because they come and they're all tangled, and you try to straighten them out to look nice, and then after like 4 seconds, they curl back up because they've been in packaging for 8 months. I just hate them. I hate them.
Nick Armitage, the owner of
I am here.
Peculiar Ales, is also joining us. We're going down this Christmas hole here because I'm going to bring us back. But I don't enjoy hanging Christmas lights. I live out in the country now. I don't have to hang. I didn't hang Christmas lights when I lived in the city either. But are you decorating yet?
Oh, yes. Indoors so far. I tried to hang some Christmas lights last weekend. but I got the not yet look. So
you're that person in the relationship.
The outdoor light?
No, the yes. Like the Christmas, like let's get it going.
Oh no. My wife is all on board, but she likes to stagger things sometimes.
She just wants it done her way, is what you're saying? I'm trying to get you in trouble on the radio. That's
all. I'm just going to stay silent here.
That's all I was trying to do there.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas lights are cool and all, but getting up on my roof, my roof is kind of steep. I don't have like a tiered roof or anything to have a nice walking platform. So I was basically laying down on the side of my roof, just hanging on to as much space as I could while I was clipping lights in as I went along. It was definitely my wife that wanted the outdoor Christmas lights up. She said, if you put them up now, we get to enjoy them for 6 weeks instead of four. So, okay. Yeah, that was...
It's 2020. You get to enjoy them for as long as you want.
I know,
nobody
right?
Nobody cares.
Well, she kind of wanted to be the first people in our, like, stretch of neighborhood to put the lights up on the outside of the house. Nobody else had done it yet.
Right.
And so she was like, we could be the first. And I was like... Neat.
Or we could be the third or fourth.
We did get everything out from the basement. We're starting to decorate for the holidays and all that. Thanksgiving next week. You know, maybe a little bit early, but not too bad.
Early for my taste. I'm not a big, I'm not Grinch, but I'm not like overly like, hey, here's all this Christmasness, because then I got to clean it up, and I'm not great at that. I'm a procrastinator. I'm like, okay, if I put it up, it will still be back up in 2021.
Well, I mean, how many decorations do you have? Is your decoration putting up like a one-day process? Because for us, like, it's not a one-day process.
Right. No, you know, when I first got my own house, I thought it was like the coolest thing in the world. I'm like, oh, my God, I can make it look like Christmas threw up in here. And then the next year, I didn't even put up my Christmas tree. Like, I didn't even get to that point. So
wow.
I know. Maybe I am.
I have three.
Three Christmas trees?
Yeah.
That's not bad. We have two.
Okay. Four? Doc says four? Okay. All right. Jed and I.
Well, we've got a formal.
Oh, if you've never seen Doc's house at Christmas time, Doc's house at Christmas time is. Doc's house at Christmas time is very well done.
There you go.
Him and his wife do a very good job. They have a Christmas tree for each room, they have really nice lighting on the outside of the house. I won't give away the location. They're not the Greeley Griswolds, but definitely some people like to go all out for the holidays, and him and his wife do like to do that. My wife wants to start to get into it. I get to enjoy the next, you know, however many years until I can use the excuse of old age to not climb on my roof anymore.
So Brady Hull texting in. He's the host of the whole show, 12 to 2. He was out here having a drink beforehand. He says more Christmas all the time. He's got two trees, three coming soon, and he said that he wants to go to Doc's house. So take that for what it is. He's ready to go. So more Christmas for more people. Look, I'm okay on it. One last Christmas comment.
I
want to talk to
you.
Nick about this
I know.
Brewery
I just
that
have
we're
one
at
question
here.
For you. Are you a fan of real trees or fake trees?
Fake trees.
Fake trees?
Yeah,
okay.
No. Real
okay.
You same? Yeah, everybody's fake, right?
Fake trees?
Well, not everybody's fake. That sounds wrong.
fake trees.
Fake trees.
Way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
It really
just out of curiosity.
So, Nick, thank you for hosting us tonight.
Absolutely.
First of all, great setup in here. Really excited to be here. It's the first time that we've been able to get out here and check it out. I believe this is the first time for all of us. Walk us through this layout. Walk us through why you knew inside this Windsor Mill, right, is where it's technically located at. Why did you know that this was the place to call home?
It was the patio.
That's it, huh?
That was it. The inside, when we looked at the space, it was stud walls and dirt floor. So knew there was a lot of potential there, but we did have the nice ceilings. When you're out in the main tap room, this area, it's, you know, whatever. We're in the conference room. Yes, we have a conference room.
I think that's another point. It's like, and what I like about this, and I think that you're very smart for doing this, a lot of businesses are moving out of, like stereotypical conference rooms where there's just one big table and they're all like gathered around it to meeting spaces like this where you can go have a beer. It's more relaxed, especially up here in Northern Colorado. I'm sure that they're down in Denver. There's these high powered lawyers that still sit at these boring conference tables, but this is where business gets done now.
100%. Yeah. This was our conference room is I have small kids and I think of other parents with small kids and how can I corral them in one space so they don't run around. There's only one entrance in, one entrance out.
Yeah.
Or one exit out. And during the week, it's nice to be able to meet someplace, have a beer, and get business done. So we took advantage of the space and built that in. And yeah, the patio was the big seller, though. They had that pretty much finished when we walked up. I pulled up and said, "Yep."
Yep.
Called my partners and said, "You guys need to come see this."
And they said, "Yep."
And they said, "Yep." And here we are months later.
Yeah. Well, so I love the noise sound effect, by the way. So was there anything that when you came in here that you thought was going to go differently in terms of layout?
I thought I would have a little bit more space for protection.
Not so much?
Well, you sacrifice, whenever you're building a business, you sacrifice something for something else.
Right.
So we sacrificed the production space for a larger tap room, which worked out because of this little thing called COVID.
Yeah, little thing might be an understatement there. But and that's, again, we were talking, you're at 25% capacity.
Yep.
I don't want to say that it almost feels empty in here. But
it absolutely feels empty.
Okay, then let's call it, because it does. It's like this place needs more people in it, not because there's not people at the tables, but there's so many more that you could fit in here.
I think our capacity when we're full tilt inside is around 300 and outside is about 200.
Wow.
So, yeah, we could fit 500 people in here really easy.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. And, you know, when you talk about being here in Windsor, we've talked about this a couple times. Windsor is making a really concentrated effort to promote downtown,
yep.
Which you here in the Windsor Mill and everybody along here is going to be a big part of it. When you talk about the summer, you get the concert series on the beach, if that's going to continue on. And you've got the new sports park that's moving in just right down the road that they're building. So you are part of a very much booming city and one that is really pushing to grow economic development. That's got to make you really excited as well.
Yeah, it was also, I mean, that was, besides the spots itself, that was the second biggest reason we came to Windsor, because they were ready for this and they're making the big push, and we saw the potential with everything that's happening and the very business-friendly nature of the town of Windsor, so...
Talking with Nick Armitage as we are live from Peculiar Ales. Come out and see us. Sean Johnson joining me here as well. So when you finally said, yeah, this is my time, it's time to open this, did you consult other brewers and other brewery owners here in Windsor? Did you, or Northern Colorado? I won't limit it just to Windsor. Did you talk to other people in the industry? I know you've been in the industry for quite some time and your resume is very impressive, but what was that process looking for a place like this like?
You know, I'm a little bit of a OCD person and control freak. So I kind of just...
Perfect business owner, perfect beer maker from what I know.
So the biggest people I leaned on were my partners.
Yeah.
They all are very successful businessmen, so they have a lot of insight in a lot of things. And I talked to some brewers around, and, you know, we didn't want to just blast it over the loudspeaker
right.
and have things go weird.
Yeah, you guys were, and I was going to say that, you know, it's our job to know what's going on in the beer world, and relatively quiet leading up, and it's like, bam, we're here. I'm like, what? So that's kind of the way you wanted to go about it.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't know.
Not a flashy person.
No, I try not to be a flashy person. I wear flannels.
I was going
to
say,
and not just because I'm a brewer.
I was going to say, the beard, the flannels, I mean.
I've had that for 20-some years, so.
All right, 27. How old are you?
I will be 38.
Okay, that's impressive. I still can't grow any facial hair. Who am I kidding? We're in the middle of No Shave November, and this is, no, I'm just kidding. Not, oh, my God. Talking about somebody who can grow a little bit of facial
November?
Hair.
I don't think I've shaved in, like, 8 months. And it's not as impressive as I was hoping it would be for that. I keep trying to trim it and make it look nice, but honestly, like, I just can't grow the long beard. It just kind of keeps growing in volume. And then it really starts to annoy me because it just sticks out sideways instead of, like,
welcome
down.
Into Beard Talk.
Sean doesn't use beard grooming products.
I did actually start to use beard oil, and I have a beard brush because it was getting long enough that my wife has decided that I need to start to take care of my beard. And so I told her, if I have to start taking care of it, I'd like to cut it off. So probably tomorrow I'll trim it all off. But... No, I mean...
Are you going somewhere beer? Because as I say, I appreciate the insight on
you
Christmas.
You asked me about beards.
And beard. I appreciate both of those. Thoughts on the beer there. You had a flight.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, I had. So I had the Hefeweizen. I had the Pub Ale. I had all three IPAs that you have on tap right now.
Yes.
And they were all really, really good. You know, you get a flight and... I'm probably going to get another flight of the darker stuff. This is more of like the lighter end of things.
That it is.
But
he's just missing the Pilsner, which is my favorite.
Right.
Yeah, I did not squeeze the Pilsner on me. I might have to take a sip of that at some point. But, yeah, so far, you know, nothing off on them, nothing bizarre. They all have great flavor to them. The IPA number two has some, I think it was number two, has some really nice hops that you don't get those flavors a lot in the traditional hop or IPAs that you go out and go and find. It's not a traditional hop package of, you know, West Coast or East Coast. So that was a very interesting beer to drink. And
right.
They did blend very well. But, yeah, I'm enjoying everything I've tried so far. And I really enjoy, you know, the whole space. Again, like you've said, this is our first time out here.
Right.
And I can definitely see post-COVID era this place being, you know, packed to the brim.
Popping,
yeah.
Do people still say it's popping?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're
either.
The youngest.
I am
here.
The youngest
you, yeah,
one
you
here,
know.
But yeah. But I mean, look at me. Do I look like I'm 23? No.
Yeah, you. It's the beard.
It's,
yeah,
it's the beard. We're live from Peculiar Ales. It's Brew Talk Radio. One of the things that I did want to talk about, because when we've been to a couple new breweries that you can tell they're still getting dialed in. I haven't been able to taste any of that. Why is that? Are you a better brewer than everybody else?
No, I won't say that because that's not true. Anybody who says that has a lot to learn still. And I think as brewers, we always have a lot to learn. So it's great that you say that, but I can pick up any of my beers and go, nah, I'd do this differently next
really?
Time. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's great. That's the perfectionist. That's the OCD that you talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, and a lot of it goes into different quality, and I know that you take great care into making sure that you're monitoring your beer to the best of your ability throughout the process. You know, there's brewers that, you know, though that, you know, they may be great business people, great, you know, home brewers, but there is a difference between home brewing and brewing on a commercial scale. And there is some benefit to knowing about off flavors, knowing where they come from,
right.
Knowing about styles of beer. You can make good beer, but, you know, there's people out there that hunt styles,
yeah.
And, you know, look for a specific style. So having that broad kind of spectrum of, I know I've home brewed a lot of styles and I've played with it and found things that can kind of go wrong with these styles. There is a level of it that's just a bunch of experience and a bunch of home brewing that you've done.
Well, and not only that, but you were familiar with your brewing system, right? You've brewed on this.
No, this is
this brand
is
new.
A new
okay.
System, so it's still not completely dialed in. We're still adjusting. I think the mark of any good brewer, though, is taking the system that you have and being able to work with it and learn it. And, you know, I always say that it takes about a year to really learn your system.
Yeah.
So we've only been brewing for three and a half months, so we're still learning a lot about our system and dialing things in.
That's fascinating. I mean, like I said, I've been to some new breweries that I was like, okay, yeah, they're, you know, and you walk in with some of those, okay, you expect to have some really good beers right off the bat, you know, those flagships. We've seen that from nano breweries to, you know, big breweries opening up a new chain or whatever, that there's going to be a couple that I haven't had one. I've had quite a few beers so far. I haven't had something like that. So kudos to you for that.
Yeah, I will say that most of the time when I order a flight, I can tell and separate breweries typically into one of two kind of categories. You have the category of people who are home brewers who are brewing because they have a bunch of people who backed them and really like their homebrew beer. But when it comes down to it, they get to, you know, the cleaning cycle, and they're like, yeah, let's go have a beer, and they cut the cleaning cycle shorter. They take shortcuts. And ultimately, that shows up in the final product. And then you have the people who are passionate about the product that they are producing. And that's what I would say I see here is a much more concern and care put into the final product that's produced, and not a, oh, that beer, not the best, but we have to, you know, make the bottom line meet and
I'll dump a beer if I'm not happy.
Yeah, and I know a lot of breweries that I've gone to that
I just saw Wiley Roots did that the other day. They yep. put a long Facebook post up saying that you know, this is quality. We got like it yep. sucks, but you got to live up to it.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. And it's a business reputation on the line, right? Like if somebody comes in and tries a bad beer, they're never coming back.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's take a break here. When we come back on the other side, we'll hand the headsets back off to Chad and Doc. We're going to release our first set of nominees for our first ever Brew Talk Award show that's coming up. We'll have that much more on the other side. It's Brew Talk live from Peculiar Ales on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
ever Brew Talk Award Show presented by On the Rocks Liquor. No, the award show's not tonight, but we're releasing the nominees, and we're excited about that. And we start first with an interesting category. This is one that you're not going to see a lot of in other traditional beer award show, but since when have we ever been traditional? And we really haven't. I am Tanner Schwint, Chad Young with us, as well as Dr. Michael Mosier. This first one, we thought that we would open it up because this is not just for craft beer lovers. This is for everybody who wants to sit back and enjoy a beer, doesn't matter where they're at. The nominees for our first ever Brew Talk Award Show for the category of the best place to drink a beer are, can I get that drum roll, please? The Tavern at St. Michael's Square, Patrick's Irish Pub, Forge Public House, Coopersmith Pub and Brewing, Odell Brewing Company, Bricks Brew and Tap. Those are our nominees for the best place to have a beer in Northern Colorado. Fellas, this is, again, one of those groupings that it was difficult to find our way and work through, but I think we've got a pretty damn solid list that we've got here.
Yeah, I don't see anything in here that I would not want to go to have a beer. Did we leave some out, or are some missing from the list?
Probably.
Yeah, but there's so
will they
many
be
great places.
In other areas, right?
They may show up in other areas of the nomination list, but I can guarantee you that, wow, there's six places there that I think are outstanding places to go have a beer.
Right, and I'll take on the first one, Bricks Brew and Tap, downtown Greeley. What I really like about this place is that whether it's sunshine, whether it's rain, whether it's snow, it just seems like the aura always fits, right? You're always able to say, yeah, it's a perfect time for a beer. And I think that's a very important part of it. They've got a really great staff there as well. So that was one of the reasons that I wanted to throw Bricks Brew and Tap on there. Chad, I know there's a couple on here that are near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, I'll talk about the Forge. It's downtown Fort Collins. It's kind of in a back little alleyway. Pretty small little place, but very welcoming. They've got two different bars and two different rooms, a great fireplace, and chalkboards just full of what the beer rotation is at the time, what's coming up next. Great pub atmosphere, and very welcoming that you don't often get in beer bars. Sometimes, you know, at beer bars, I feel like the staff can be kind of snobby. And,
right.
And if you don't know exactly what you're talking about
they're
or what
looking
you're looking
down
for,
at you.
You know, they're kind of looking down on you. And I've never had that experience at the Forge.
Well, and Doc, yeah, you've got a couple there as well.
Yeah, I've got a couple here as well. Definitely the Tavern at St. Michael's. I'm not getting paid to say this.
You
but,
are not.
Where is that now?
I don't know. Their owner's a little questionable, yeah. But they've got a lovely staff.
Talk about a welcoming space. Warm, den-like, beautiful bar.
Right.
That bar is just amazing to sit there and stare at.
Excellent. It's even better when you get a beer in your hand.
Yeah, and they've got a rotating bar list. Or
12
taps
list, right?
Yeah, yeah. And as well as cans and stuff like that that show up every once in a while. And it's just a great place to just relax and sit back, watch the game on the TV, and have a beer.
Right. Well, and what I like about it, and again, they're dedicated to Colorado craft beer. Chad, I know you've always taken pride in that, and we're not going to act like you're not sitting right here.
I'm trying to.
Do you want to? Yeah, you're getting. He's getting aw shucks, guys, over there. But it's honest. I mean, and between the beer that you can pair with it, I think it's a great place. Or the food to pair with your beer. Excuse me, if I can spit this out. I think that you obviously deserve a seat at this table with some of these other names like Coopersmith's, like Odell, like the Forge Public House, like you talk about. Patrick's. I mean, Patrick's is my favorite cold weather place to have a beer because you forget it's like negative 20 out there and snowing because it's so dark in there. You don't see the outside world.
Yeah.
You sit there and shoot your Irish car bombs and forget 2020 ever happened.
It's really got that old Irish or London pub feel to it, and that's what I really like about it.
Yeah, I do too, especially with a huge tap list.
Yeah.
That's a great place to go. And I'll say the same thing here. I think Coopersmith's in Fort Collins is another great place to go. It's warm and welcoming environment. It's a little darker inside, and it just kind of makes you feel cozy.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
And so. A really nice big patio that's right Old Town Square. So when there's concerts in there in the summer, you know, it's tough to find a seat on that patio, but a great place to have a beer if you can get one.
Right. And that's what we loved about it. So the other things that came into deciding this, we talked about the staff. You talk about the music that's played, the patio, everything that goes into it. That's what makes it a great place to have a beer. It doesn't have to be a brewery, obviously, stuff like that. Those are our nominees for the best place to have a beer here in northern Colorado. I know that some people could find some others that they would want to go with in different directions, but these are our six nominees for this year. Voting again opening at 8 o'clock tonight. It's a very solid grouping there. And really, as you can hear when we describe it, I mean, it's that feeling you get when you sit out there and have a beer.
Yeah, just like Odell's patio. It's just one of those places you just feel welcome when you go there, and it's just a great place to sit back.
You know, and they've got a little bit for everybody there. They've got games.
Yeah,
they've got cornhole.
Exactly.
They've got a stage for where they do bands.
It's like somebody planned it or something.
Yeah, and they have place for food trucks.
Right.
So.
Well, and this, you know, we could have also named this category places that'll get you in trouble because you never want to leave. I mean, I think that's the other name.
That's probably the subcategory of
that
this
you could have put on it. Guys, this is the first category. We've got a bunch more coming up. We'll have more coming up in the second hour. But any final thoughts on the best place to have a beer in northern Colorado?
You know, I wish we could have had 15 nominees. The list that I can think of is potentially that long. I think, though, that the top one is in this list here.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Yeah, I couldn't argue at all.
All right, well, that'll do it for that first set of nominees. Let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll release our next set of nominees. We're working through it now. We are live from Peculiar Ales. Don't forget, they are our brew hop stop here in the month of November. Make sure you come by, say hello. My beautiful girlfriend Jenna has made it out here, so come and have a beer, sit back and enjoy it. Yeah, I just got brownie points. That's right. We'll be back on the other side of the brew
talk. I want to know what you're in trouble for.
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in as we are live from Peculiar Ales for our brew hop stop, but we are also working our way through the Brew Talk Award Show nominees presented by On the Rocks Liquor. Guys, we move now to our next set of nominees. This is where we get away from the beer just a little bit, not very far, to the distilleries in the area. We do have some tremendous distilleries, really, I think, that might be underappreciated because of the great beer scene that we've got here in northern Colorado. But without further ado, let's get to it. Drum roll, please. Did Ryan fall asleep back there? There it is. Thanks, Ryan. Well, okay, you got to turn it up a little bit more. The nominees are 477 Distilling, formerly Tower 56, Syntax Spirits Distillery, Feisty Spirits, Copper Muse Distillery, Spring 44, and The Heart. Those are this year's nominees for the best distillery in northern Colorado. Fellas, opening thoughts on these?
Well, I'll just say that I have something from every one of these distilleries at the tavern at St. Michael's. So, you know, I think that speaks to the quality that's there from all those distilleries. Some specialize in different things and some, you know, than others, but I think there's a good mix there and some great distilleries for sure.
Well, I've been to a few of these, and I'll tell you right now, the thing that's really impressed me about the ones that are on the list is not just the distilled spirits that they can make. It's how they can craft that sample for you to try, whether right. it's in the form of the most amazing Bloody Mary I've ever had
sure.
to fancy gin and tonics, etc. So, this is a great list of places that not only make the product, but also then know how to mix the product and come up with a really great drink and a great drinking experience for yeah. the customer.
Right. Well, and so we saw a lot of these breweries up at the Estes Park. Yes, distilleries. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so used to saying breweries. So we saw a lot of these distilleries up at in Estes Park when we went to the Rocky Mountain Craft Spirits mm-hmm. Festival, right? And that was a little bit of a different experience. You know,
yeah.
kind of the same setup, but obviously don't drink as much and as fast because you're talking about hard alcohol. And I think where this gets difficult for me to wander into, I know I drink hard alcohol, you know, just as often as I drink beer, honestly.
Yeah.
Vodka, gin, you know, wherever you want to go to it. The point where I'm getting to all of this is that tasting those pure can be hard to judge.
Sometimes
right?
It can
be hard. We sat down, and this is something where I'm still learning. We sat down, and you walked me through a bunch of types of different whiskey, right, and
yeah.
how it goes through that. So I think a lot of people are like that. I think that it's absolutely about how you build a cocktail, how you go into it, with the specials that you can provide, the different cocktails you can provide. And look, I'll talk about 477 Distilling, what Matt Estrin has done down there in just a couple of years. It's fascinating to watch and watch him grow what he's done. I know the name change from formerly Tower 56 to 477 Distilling has a lot of people confused. Same owner, same product, everything like that. He's done a great job with it. But
yeah.
he was also going up against some stiff competition here in the area. You talk about Syntex, they've been around forever.
Yeah, Heather makes Absolutely. A great batch of distilled spirits. I mean,
right.
you've got this wonderful mix of places. And, of course, I people are going to say, well, you're missing my favorite. You know, there are others out there that, just like in the other category, there's so many places to
yeah.
go that – You know, I think our the winner is in this mix.
It's I agree
just
with you.
There's so many in this area to choose from that are all excellent.
Well, right. and keep in mind too, we were trying to stay northern Colorado.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Colorado's a big state, and there's a lot of great distilleries, a lot of great breweries.
We're thinking Weld and Larimer County when you think about
right.
these nominees, and one of the ones too. You know that we got a chance to talk to last year, I believe. Talking about the Heart Distillery right down the road, actually,
yeah,
here
yeah,
in
yeah.
Windsor. They do a very good hard seltzer, you know, and that's something that's a little different, that it's not the brewery doing it. It's vodka that
yeah,
they're distilling.
Seltzer.
Yeah, and so that aspect of it makes it really intriguing to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the Heart is right up there.
Mm-hmm.
We had there was a couple of those breweries there. Distilleries, I'll get it right eventually. Maybe we just need to call it a spirits talk. But Feisty Spirits is one that I know that
oh, yeah.
they're in on the Rocks Liquor. They've got. I met with Tony and John at On the Rocks Liquor,
yeah.
and they said we've got something from every one of these people. So
yeah.
when they start distributing like that, you know that these are top notch.
And this isn't
Feisty's got some great whiskeys, and they brew with some non traditional whiskey ingredients. They have a blue corn
yes
whiskey. They get beers from local breweries, and they distill those beers into spirits and whiskeys. So I think, you know, they got a really unique thing going on there.
And that's the cool part about these, too, is that, you know, if you can't get to the distillery, that's okay.
That's right.
Because you can go to On the Rocks. You can go to
right.
your local liquor store that happens to be wherever you're living, and you can find these there. So that's the cool part.
Yeah, it is. And that's why we wanted to extend it, because, look, if we would have sat there and been like, we've got three. Like, we
yeah.
wouldn't have done this. The reason that we put these in there is because we've got enough high-quality distilling in the area that they absolutely deserve recognition. And, again, a quick reminder, we're working our way through the nominees for the first-ever BrewTalk Award Show. Guys, we've got just a couple of minutes. I do want to hit one more category, if that's okay. Let's jump to it. Let's see. Where do we want to go here? Let's
How about the name.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go back to the best name. So this is, again, the category of the nominees for the best name of the beer are. Let's go first. There it is. Hit me with it. The Gilded Goat Frumpy Moo Moo. It's one of the nominees for the best name of a beer. Then we go over to Wiley Roots. We go with the name of John Denver's Full of. We'll let you fill in the rest because of FCC regulations. But we go with Wiley Roots. Equinox Brewing, Space Ghost IPA. We go with Crabtree. We go with a Colorado local. How about the Deerfield? Crow Hop Oppo. A lot of people, that's a baseball reference. And I'll be honest, my personal favorite right here from Big Beaver Brewing Company, Amber was her stage name. So those are your nominees for the best name of a beer, guys. We got about a minute and a half left. Your guys' thoughts on those names.
Not only are some of these amazing beers, but it's great to have a name that just, you know, when you think about that particular beer, you're like, I'll always remember it because it's got that really weird name.
Absolutely. Hey, Frumpy Moo Moo, I love that too, but there's not a bad name here. Which one's stand out for you guys? Because I know one of the ones, Chad, you brought up the Space Ghost IPA.
I did, Space Ghost IPA. And growing up in the era that I did, the 70s and 80s, Space Ghost was a huge part of my Saturday morning cartoon repertoire. So that's kind of a near and dear to my heart. And Equinox, a great brewery, if you've never been.
It is. It is. And, you know, I really like the Deerfield Ale. It's a name after a local town that used to exist around here in Weld County. And it's just a great name for a beer there, and I like it. But I must admit, I really am fond of Amber was her stage name.
Yeah,
it's great beer, and it's just one of those names.
We laughed at it. We're live from Peculiar Ales. We're working through our Brew Talk Awards nominees. We'll have more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's a Brew Talk on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.